Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
See, we can go where we want to. Hour number two, Solak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. We're all broadcasting remotely today. Jim Louth, T-Bone, back in the Town Fair Tire Studios. It was not our connections. That was the glitch earlier, so.
Right.
It was the station took a minor hit there.
Stupid Dennis.
I don't think it's Dennis's fault. I wouldn't blame him.
We can blame Dennis.
There's a poll and a story from Reuters today. It says this: North America's sports leagues may be itching to return to action, but 72% of those who responded to a Seton Hall poll said they would not feel safe to attend games until a vaccine for the novel coronavirus is developed. Asked what they would do if leagues resume play before there was a vaccine, 12% said in the poll that was released on Thursday that they would attend, but only if social distancing could be maintained. Only 13% said they would feel safe. The poll was run by the Sharkey Institute within the Stillman School of Business, and it was conducted between April 6th and 8th. The sample size was 762 respondents. Over the past month, the pandemic has shut down the world of sport, and it has done so on an unprecedented scale. So that is the poll that they took. 72% of those polled said they would not be going back to a sporting event without a vaccine. An additional 13% said they would, but only if social distancing, and only 12% said, yep, I'll go back, no problem. That according to that poll. All right, so what's your reaction to that? Would you go back to a game without a vaccine and go sit in the stands if everybody is in the stands, whether it be TD Garden with 18,000 or Fenway Park with 35,000 or yeah. Gillette Stadium with 68,000? What would you do?
I've been thinking about this, too, because there's a potential that, say, they do play football and don't have fans, that I could be calling games, you know, without fans. And just what the hell is that energy going to be like? I would be more inclined to be with the 72% initially. I think I would sit back and watch and wait. Like, I wouldn't want to be the guinea pigs, the test, the test mice that go into that stadium. But I tell you what, I would be more inclined to go into a restaurant as opposed to a stadium right away, if even that's without a vaccine, if they think we're far enough past that shedding period and things look like they're getting back to normal and they open restaurants. I would probably do that more so than going to a game. I would be leery to go to a game initially.
So we're talking this ball. We're talking
sure.
Are we talking kids back in school, Beetle?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, if they're allowing people to go to games and sit next to each other,
sure.
I'm guessing school would be open, right?
Restaurants are open.
Sure. Yeah. I think those are all sort of the similar category, right? Like restaurants, sporting events, movie theaters, things like that.
I myself would go to a game. Yes. I would be. Again, this is probably doesn't have a whole lot of science behind it. It seems a little commonsensical, but maybe not. It's just how I would feel. I would be more inclined to go to an outdoor football game than I would be to go to an outdoor baseball game than I would be an indoor event. It's just and I don't know that it makes that much difference.
No, it does. No, it absolutely does, Hardy. Indoors versus outdoors is a big difference in this.
Like in
the it's like your golf argument, Hardy. Yeah.
Huge buildings. I think it's more about the proximity, you know, to people and how close they are to you. You know, it's not like, you know, this virus, you know, goes up into the ether and it goes up into space. I mean, it's you know, affected by gravity just like anything else. But I'd probably feel a little safer outdoors. But I would go to either one. I would go to a basketball, hockey game, baseball or football this fall, as long as everything else is back open and they're like, yep, it's still out there and there could be a resurgence, but we're gonna get back to normal here and see what happens.
Right, so like it's hard. It's so hard to know because who knows where this thing is at by then?
Because you're saying with no vaccine,
but
right?
Given what we know now, I'd be in the 72%. You know, if they were to reopen in 2 weeks, I'd be like, no, I'm not going. I'm all
unless
set.
Unless the same medical people that you've been listening to and following for the last couple of weeks and months ahead tell you, hey, we truly feel it's okay.
Well, right, but we don't know. I'm just saying we don't have that yet. We don't know that yet. We don't, and we do know that in other pandemics there have been second and third waves of it happening, and that could happen in this case. We just don't know yet. So, given the information right now, I'm not surprised that 72% said what they said. I'm not surprised by that result.
And, you know, I trust the Seton Hall poll. There were, you know, other, you know, very unscientific polls conducted. We saw one that we all looked at on Twitter from, I think it was another sports talk host. I had it up here in front of me a moment ago.
Yeah, it was Clay Travis, I think, was the one who did it.
Clay Travis. And it was a complete flip of what we're talking about here. Would you attend a sporting event this summer or fall without a vaccine existing? 77%. Said, oh, yeah, sure, I'd go, with almost 85,000 votes in that thing so far. So, you know, sports fans much more willing to get out there if you're just taking a cross-section poll, which I would assume the Seton Hall nationwide poll was.
I would not be surprised to learn that Clay Travis has a lot of listeners in the States that have put in no rules whatsoever about distancing. That's all I'm going to say about that poll.
I don't know anything about Clay Travis. I don't know who listens to Clay Travis or what he does.
He was next to us at the Super Bowl, wasn't he?
I'm guessing that Clay Travis's listeners are the same people who are on the internet trying to take down Anthony Fauci. So I'm good with that poll. I'll stick with the academic poll myself.
I'm not being a jerk. Who is Clay Travis? Fox Sports Radio. I'm looking at his. I don't know what any of these links are. Outkick.com. What is that?
You might be there all day looking at that stuff, Hardy. If you go down that rabbit hole.
The coverage. Okay. All right.
So
he says in his bio, Republicans buy sneakers too.
That's a famous Michael Jordan line, right?
Oh, okay. All
Tom
right.
said that's the name of his book.
Okay. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know who listens to Clay Travis, but I bet if you just did Beatle, how about this? Regardless of who the audience is or who posts that survey, if you just ask,
I just say there'd be a lot of discussion about they've got to go to the game because they've got to exercise their liberties. That's all.
No, I think if you just did a cross section of sports fans, regardless of political affiliation or what they're more inclined to, you know, believe in and support, I bet it's much closer to 50-50.
That might be true, but I'm not surprised by the 50% who, given really a lack of information about what this looks like in 3 or 4 months, really, I mean, that's like the great unknown at this point. And given what we've all, you know, been a witness to here in recent weeks, I don't blame anyone for saying, nope, I'm not doing that. I'm staying home. You know, there are things more important than me going to the game, and you guys are still going to put it on TV, and I'm happy to watch it home. On television. I think people at this point, Hardy, will be happy just to be able to go out and, you know, do their normal errands again, you know?
Right, go
to the bank, go to the grocery store without having, you know, a full-blown panic attack, you know, things like that.
Or pump
I think
gas.
People probably I, have probably yeah, exactly. Pumping
how many
gas.
Times you get out of your car? Like, I get out of my car now and I'm looking for a napkin or a paper towel to wrap around the thing and hold it. Squeeze that gun.
So I'm not surprised by the result in that Seton Hall poll. Let's talk more about it, though, because there are some things being talked about as it relates to the individual leagues and how will it come back. And also this part, I was curious about the social distancing part, right? The 13% that said, I'll go back, but we got to be able to social distance. Is that a possibility?
No.
For sports whenever they do make it back? We'll discuss on the other side.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Social distancing, is it possible at sporting events, though? You say no way.
No. Ridiculous. We're going to put one fan every eight seats and then skip four rows? Yay.
What if it were like every, let me think, every fourth seat? Or every third seat, I guess.
You shout, you cheer. Sense. I mean, did you see the...
like two chairs, two seats between you and the next person. You, two empty seats, another person.
That still doesn't seem like much. And here we are looking at people walking down an aisle in a grocery store, and you see some of the stuff they have up with the drawings as to the droplets and how they scatter and how they go over three rows over. Like, how's two seats going to protect us? You either have fans or you don't. I'm not for the social distancing.
Well, two empty seats is a lot better than no empty seats, and every other row is a lot better than no empty rows.
How do you deal with the season ticket holders and PSLs? Like those are my seats. Well,
yeah,
those aren't seats anymore. Well, they what are you talking about? I've had those seats for years.
Hey, you have a contract, well, right?
Yeah, we're going to shuffle you over a couple of sections, and that they're not as good as they were. But you know, some people got to move. Some people have seats on the 50-yard line that don't have them there anymore. Sorry.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of logistical issues that would pop up as a result of that.
Yeah,
and if you did it, you'd have far fewer seats to be able to sell. In fact, right. If you were to do that, you'd have season ticket holders in some places like New England, where the Patriots would have to say, "You're not getting your tickets this year. You know, right. We're refunding you, and you're not. We don't have tickets to sell you because we've put distancing measures in place." I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it would be worth it for the leagues to consider it or the teams to consider it, as opposed to just saying, we're not playing with fans. The fans are staying home. We're going to put this on television. It's going to be a television product. So I don't know. I don't know if it would be worth it for them or not. There's a way they could do it? I do. I think they could pull it off. It's a lot of work. But everything right now is a lot of work. You know? I think there's a lot that goes into everything that's going on. In fact, I mean... You know, we're seeing temporary hospitals being set up right now. So,
and basketball arenas.
Could you do it? Yeah, you could do it. It would be work. It would cost you money. But the result would be you could have fans in your building when you had planned to otherwise not have them in your building. Now, the PSL thing is interesting. Luckily, we don't deal with that here in New England.
Yeah, that's no kidding.
That's a rest of the world problem. You're right.
I don't know how to solve that. So you're going to tell contact sports to go out there like football, go ahead and play without fans. If it's not safe for fans, why all of a sudden is it so safe for the football players?
Well,
let's assume
that the mandatory social distancing is the group gathering part is now allowed, right? You're legally allowed to have the group gathering.
Yeah.
And so even if the recommendation is to social distance, which I think will be the recommendation for a while.
Yeah, they're going to tell people don't shake hands.
Yeah, don't shake hands. Don't stand up against each other. I mean, stay away from each other. I think that's going to be a recommendation for a long time. well, that is obviously a recommendation that sports are going to have to ignore if they want to come back.
Yeah.
It is. Like, there's no other way around that.
There's got to be a give and take, yeah.
They're just going to have to ignore it. They're going to say, no, you know, obviously there's a risk involved in playing basketball or playing hockey or playing in the NFL. And even in baseball, to a lesser degree, that, hey, when I'm standing on first base and the first baseman is covering the bag, we're right up against each other here. And you can't social distance.
Yeah. And to me, that's what it gets back to. And this is, you know, kind of how this whole thing started. With the, you know, the basketball tournaments and the NBA. Because we were saying, well, if they can't have fans, how is it safe for the players? And it's really just an extension of that. If we're talking about sports, you know, before there's a vaccine, and you're saying, well, they need to social distance in the stands. Why? Well, because, you know, the virus is still out there and there's no vaccine. Well, right. What if everyone's been tested? Yeah, well, you could still be a carrier and also, there, you know, there's not enough data to know if you could actually catch it again, and you know, there's still a chance that you could carry it and bring it to someone else. Well, all that applies to the players too,
of course.
And it's only going to take a couple of the players either raising their hands or going to the players' union and saying, "Hey, if this thing is still so dangerous that they have to have people sitting 6 feet apart up in the stands." How are we getting up on the line of scrimmage and getting into contact with people? Because presumably it's not going to be under quarantine circumstances.
Oh,
we're not talking about
too,
baseball Artie. Players living in, you know, in a bubble in Arizona. You're talking about sports being back, but just limiting the number of fans in the stands. Then as players, they're probably going to say, no, this is just like what happened in the springtime. Either it's safe for us all to be together and doing this, or it's not. There's not a ton of middle ground there.
Okay. I mean, I just assume that based on our conversation the other day about college football and whether or not players would want to play, that all these players are just going to say, yep, I want to play, and they want to do it. And so if that's the case, because they're young, they're extremely healthy, that they're just going to say, yeah, the hell with it. I make millions of dollars. You know, if I get it, I'm not concerned about it, like most young people seem to be right now.
Hey, who was
that? And
they're
just going to go do it.
Was that crazy, right? Mike Leach again? It's that the kids are so young and they have a good immune system and they're gonna beat this thing. Was that Mike Leach, Jim? Didn't he say that Oklahoma State or whatever school he's at? That crazy coach. He said we should play football.
Mike Gundy, you're talking about
Mike,
right?
Gundy. I'm sorry. Yeah. Another nut. Like 18, 19 year old kids have good immune systems. We won't get coronavirus. No. Yeah, you will.
No, but that does change the equation for people that are thinking about it. Like, people that are that age, maybe that live in an apartment on their own and aren't going to see anybody else, they're more willing to take that risk because they're not going to affect anybody else. Right? Most likely?
I guess.
If they go right to practice and then they go right back to their apartment, they're going to affect their teammates only. And if everyone that's on the field is okay with it, I get that. But people that have families and that are going to affect people, if a guy lives with his grandfather, he's probably not going to go, right?
Yeah.
Right. And you're once again talking about, are we all under quarantine still? Are we all still practicing the social distancing or not? Because if people aren't, then you're back playing and there's fans in the stands and, yeah, we'll see what happens. But if there's still some degree of social distancing taking place, then you can't have players out there. You can't have 53 guys on each sideline and they're getting out there 22 at a time, mingling around, passing God knows what onto each other, because at that point, then they're going to leave the game, they're going to leave practice, they're going to leave the facility, and then go spread it elsewhere. Yeah. It's, you know, I don't want to be as reductive by saying it's all or nothing, but it's kind of all or nothing. Right now, it's nothing.
I agree.
You know, we don't have any games. We don't have any fans. We don't have any people congregating.
Well,
and
I mean,
either we're going to have that back or we're not.
I don't think it's all or nothing, though, because you could have it back where you're allowed to congregate and you're allowed to be in groups and you're still being recommended to stay away from each other, where a player doing their job and getting paid to go to work is different from someone that is choosing their entertainment activities. So they're not the same thing. I mean, we're sort of assuming that if sports is back, it's because some relaxed rules have put in place. And I think that poll is what we're talking about, Hardy, which is not about what you're mandated to do. What are you going to choose to do?
Right.
What are people
going
to choose to do?
Correct.
Even if the stay-at-home orders are over and you're allowed to go out, but you're being told to do it with extreme caution, I don't know if people are going to choose it even if they have the ability to. But I think that's different from someone who says, hey, well, I got to get up and go to work today. The same way people right now are going to work and are facing all kinds of dangers in being out and, you know, working in a grocery store or a hospital right now or any of those places.
Yeah.
You know, are getting up and going because it's their job.
I could very easily see something like that coming down, Beetle, where they say, okay, the stay-at-home orders have been lifted, and we're going to be back in school. We're going to be back in sports. You can go to the movies. Here's what we suggest. Wear a mask at all times, and nobody shakes hands anymore. All right. Who wants to go see the Patriots take on the Dolphins this weekend? What?
You want to share some popcorn?
You're saying the CDC recommends I wear a mask and that I can't shake hands with anybody. The players are going to say, really? But we can play football? And what? What are you recommending for the public at large? Well, it's not a mandate. We're just saying this thing could pop up again, you know, like a demon come the fall. So we're just saying everybody should wear a mask and nobody shakes hands anymore, ever. But yeah, but you guys can play football if you want to.
So you're saying Capello and I shouldn't share that French fry poutine that is right outside the studio where we call the games. I remember buying that. And he would come in and he'd grab three French fries, dip it in, use my ketchup that I was using. Oh. Like, we don't do that anymore.
Like I've washed my hands. Tramp. Oh, the two of you sharing a spaghetti noodle. I would pay to see that.
Yeah, he'd eat it too fast.
Obviously, the shutdown has impacted locally the Bruins probably the most out of any of the teams that are dealing with shutdowns. I include three, the Red Sox, the Celtics, the Bruins. The Bruins are having a great season. They're in the mix to be a Stanley Cup contender, and the NHL going away has certainly really sort of hosed the Bruins here. So
yeah, it sucks for them, man.
This story from TSN, the NHL's preference and its priority is to hold regular season games before the postseason begins. More details on that. We'll get into this story coming up on the other side and how it could impact the Bruins' chances of winning the Stanley Cup if hockey is to make a return. We'll do that coming up after headlines with Hardy.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
So that's why I believe we're gonna play. I'm just an optimist that way. It's like, well, we're not done. I mean, we still have lots left in us, and good team, good chance to win a Stanley Cup. So that's what kind of motivates me right now. I mean, the powers that be will decide that down the road. And hopefully we get our opportunity. If not, then that'll be an interesting question to answer then once, if they do shut it down, you know, how people will feel. Because I still believe we'll have our opportunity. We're just going to have to wait a little bit.
Cassidy with Billy Jaffe on a podcast earlier this week. The NHL is prioritizing playing regular season games, whether it's a full 82, but probably not according to Pierre LeBrun. He says 78, 76, 74, all possibilities have been mentioned and discussed within the NHL circles. The governors, the GMs, all of them. Darren Dreger of TSN did a poll with 24 GMs that he got in touch with, and 20 of the 24 GMs supported the idea of a best of five through the first round, through the conference round. So three rounds of playoffs prior to the Stanley Cup. They support a best of five versus a best of seven to condense the playoff schedule. Here's my thought on it before I know you guys have thoughts too. I would say the regular season games, having some of those is going to be good to get everyone back up and running. So I like that. Just play a few of them to get going and maybe decide some of those final spots. And then on, in addition to that, I like the condensed schedule that they're going to play up until the Stanley Cup final. In fact, they want to drop it down to five. I guess I'm glad they didn't go shorter than that, but I would have understood if they had even wanted to drop it down to three, like you see in college hockey in the regionals. So I like that they know they got to shorten this thing up if they want to have some semblance of a season, if they have an opportunity to get back. Your thoughts?
It's going to be weird when they first come back, when and if, right? It's still a big if. Some of these teams that are high flying like the Bruins, there's teams that are like on the bubble. They're going to get in, or are they going to take it by the horns more so than these teams are going to be looking around saying, okay, this is a little odd. Yeah, we were playing top of our game. Now we got to get it cranked up. We don't have that rhythm again. Just how are these professional athletes going to react the second that they're given the all clear to get out there and play games, you know, whether it's in front of fans or not? I think the thing could be wide ass open. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, you have this condensed thing, and if you think the Bruins are a team that's built for a deeper series, for a longer series, something like this shortening a series can bite them in the ass, and then next thing you know, you got a team in the middle creeping up, and they become the favorite. You know, it's a road travel too. It's been such a long layoff. When's the last time you played a hockey game?
March 11th, I believe, almost a month.
Yeah, for me, I understand the players not wanting to get back in and just jump right into the playoffs. You know, you haven't played.
You got to give them a couple games.
Yeah, presumably you skate a little bit and you get some, you know, some hard practices in, but you want a couple of games. Other players, you know, Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, they said, no, fine, start the playoffs. We're good to go. Well, that's because you're Sidney Crosby and you're Alex Ovechkin. I get it. You could play, you know, the playoffs, you know, right away, and yeah. It's not going to change your game all that much, or at least you've got the confidence to where you don't feel like you need any extra ramp-up time. For me, just looking at it realistically, if you're the NHL and you want to salvage some kind of a season, start thinking more realistically in that, all right, if you're dead set on not beginning the playoffs, don't think for a second you're going to be able to play all 10 or 12 remaining games on the schedule, you know, for various teams. I know the number varies. And don't think for a second you're going to be able to play all the playoff games either. You're going to have to take the numbers way down in both. The number of games you play before the playoffs, you're going to have to do a shortened rest of your regular season. You're going to have to do a shortened playoffs. You're going to have to do a condensed playoff format and start thinking about it along those lines. You know, any time spent thinking about finishing the regular season and then going into the playoffs, I think it's just wasted time.
What if it's just a couple games? What if it's like four?
Yourself.
What if it's like four games? Like a week's worth of games.
But which
it seems like it's. Correct me if I'm wrong. None of these rinks are open, correct? You can't get in an ice rink, right?
No, not
unless
right now.
Unless you know somebody that's got a key. That's supposedly what's been talked about, right? Like, these guys haven't been skating.
NHL players have been told not to leave their homes. The league has told them, do not leave home.
So fast forward. Best case scenario, what? End of June? So you mean tell me they're not going to skate for almost 3 months? Without working out, and then just get out there and have fresh legs, have fun on that shift. Jesus,
yeah,
I don't see hockey
put
playing.
It like that,
I really
so
don't.
No, this is probably a longer layoff. You know, in terms of putting on skates and being on the ice, than these guys will experience aside from an injury than
but,
any other time.
What's that?
So I understand what Zoe's saying.
Once in a while.
Like I understand what Zoe's saying in that it might be the hardest sport to come back with, but who's going to stop it? Who's going to say no? Because the players are not saying no. All the players who are commenting on, you know, interviews with their team websites, you've seen some of those over Skype, you've seen tweets. All these guys want to do it.
They want to play. That's what you do as an athlete. You want to play and you want to get paid. This is your job.
But I don't even think it's about being paid. These guys are anxious. Like Tory Krug is anxious. I saw him the other night in an interview, and he's anxious to go do it. And so when you say, like, it is, I agree with you. It's probably the hardest one to come back to on short notice, but they're willing to do it, and the league's not going to say no.
You know what I mean? Like, if Billy Jaffe, you know, get him on the podcast there with Cassidy, if Billy could talk to, I don't say a personnel guy, but a medical guy with a team or a strength and conditioning, because I go back to that Brian Kelly thing with Notre Dame, where he said, for us to have a college football season, We need 6 weeks ahead to start training to get our legs right. Then we need 4 weeks with our medical and strength and conditioning to ramp it up before we even get to camp. Like, they have that time set. What the hell would it be for a hockey player? Like, how many days on ice do they need to truly skate to, you know, we don't want to throw them out there and have them get hurt. I mean, you can
see,
only do so much.
I agree. Yes. They're going to be prone to more injury. You're right.
Yeah.
Who's going to not make it? Who's going to get in the way of it happening?
I don't know.
It's not the players, and it's not the league.
I tell you, who's going to get in
the way. So who is it?
I tell you, who's going to get in the way. It's going to be the owners of and from all of it happening, Beetle. You mean like the whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, who's going to say that? Oh, we don't have enough time. We can't do this.
Owners of teams, ironically, that are outside the playoff picture and don't have a legitimate chance of finishing high up in the stand, because they don't want to be left out. You know, they don't want to be one of these teams where if they say, all right, forget the rest of the regular season, we're going to jump right into the playoffs. They're going to be, you know, the teams that are on outside the bubble right now saying, so we get nothing. We don't get our guys back on the ice. We don't get any gate. We don't get any of the benefit of playing more games.
Right.
No, we need to have some regular season games where we all play. And it's a timing thing. It's how much time is there? And
no,
if you don't
no,
start
Hardy,
playing
but
again,
but Hardy, we're just talking about in general, like playing at all, to go out and do it and to skate. Those owners won't. Those owners aren't going to say we shouldn't come back and we should stay home, if there are regular season games to come back to.
No, they want the gate.
No, but they only have a certain amount of time before they're right. going to cut into too much of next season. And
right.
if they say
healing,
no, in order to do this, we need to have a week's worth of regular season games. There's a couple of holdout GMs
okay.
who say
they want
seven
not
game
for the
series all the way through. It's the guys who want too much.
But that's not for the reasons the guys might get hurt. That's not the reason why. I agree with you. I get what you're saying. But that's not because they're concerned about player health. Is it?
No, I don't think it's about player health.
All right, so we're talking about two different things, you and I. Okay, yeah. No, I agree with you, though.
Right.
Yeah.
The number one thing is the virus, right? That's the one thing they can't control. They don't know where it's going to be. If they can't decide on a limited enough format for the rest of the regular season games and a playoff, the enemy in all this happening is going to be how much do you want? You know, if they can get together and decide, you know what, we need 3 weeks to ramp up, we need a couple of games, and then we're going to jump right into the playoffs, best of fives and or even best of threes, and then we'll still do a best of seven Stanley Cup final. If there are too many holdouts and say, nope, not enough, not worth it, that's going to end it, because then you're going to be into July and August, and you're not going to have enough downtime in between the end of the Stanley Cup final and the start of the next season, and they're just going to scrap the whole thing. It's going to be holdouts who want too much. We want more regular season games. We want more playoff games. We want more. If we're going to finish this, we got to have a bunch of games in order to finish it. That's going to be to the league's detriment, and that will stop them from doing anything. They'll just throw their hands up and say, fine then, we can't do it. If you guys want all these games in order to finish regular season and playoffs, we can't do that, so we're not going to do anything.
All right, let's get to some of your calls. Coming up next, 617-779-0985. Also, some other things that are happening with cancellations and such. UFC not going to go forward with their deal. We'll get to that in just a bit as well.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Can I ask Hardy a question?
What?
What's going on with your mother? Saw that on Twitter.
Oh.
What the hell's that thing behind her house?
Well, we don't know. We don't know. She has a trail cam. I don't know. She likes to look at the deer.
That's no deer.
At night and the next morning. So she captured something on her trail cam outside of her house.
You ever watch Paranormal? You ever watch Paranormal caught
yes,
on camera?
Yes.
I watch it all the time.
It kind of looks like that. So there is a creature leaping through the woods near her that might be on her property. I don't know.
Beetle, it's unbelievable. Look at Hardy's Twitter. It's a she captured a cryptoid.
A cryptoid?
Yeah, I think they call them cryptoids.
I'll have to take a look.
This is no deer. It's no jackalope. It's no antelope. This thing, this sucker's moving, man. It stops, and then it, like, freezes, and then boom, then it bolts.
Yeah, what is that thing, Beetle?
It's a chupacabra.
Yes.
There have been many theories put forward.
Mothman.
Unicorn, chupacabra.
Did someone say chupacabra already?
Someone said chupacabra.
All right.
It's got a horse head on it.
Nice.
I think it's
either
a
goat. I just see that tweet now. Nice.
I think it may be an Airedale, like an Airedale Terrier.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of got that.
Man, it's moving.
Dude, it looks like a Spuds McKenzie dog with, like, I don't know.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. I think it's a small deer.
Oh, bull crap.
That's a deer?
That's
yeah,
no deer.
I do. The way it runs at the beginning of the video.
That's no deer. That's no space station.
That ain't no deer.
It's no boat accident.
It's our locker doors.
All right. Well, that was not on the radar for right now, but people who are listening on the radio have no idea what it is we're looking at.
Hey, it wasn't on the radar for the good people of Durham, North Carolina either, but they have to deal with it. And if you want to be so callous as to just say, oh, well, you've got your own demon creature, good luck
to
you.
TV had it ready to go. I don't know. They got it up. Go ahead, Beetle. Back to these calls. Come on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Come on, Beetle. 2 hours left after this, baby. Let's go. It's Friday. Get Beetle in there.
Is it?
Beetle starts snapping.
Does it matter?
How's your birthday, bud? What'd you get for your birthday? Did they bake you a cake? Did you get to see Mom and Dad? No?
What'd you have for your birthday dinner, Beetle? You didn't talk about it at all.
I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to stay on track today, fellas. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to quit the show at 11:55 on Friday.
There we go.
Pete's in Delaware. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
No cake.
Pete, you there? I don't hear Pete.
Attaboy, Pete.
He's not there.
I'm serious.
This is now George in Somerville, I believe. George.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hey, George.
Hey, I was wondering what you guys thought about Jalen Hurts as a potential Patriots target in this draft. I was watching some of his tape at the combine, and it seems like he throws really well, mobile, kind of your prototypical type quarterback in the NFL as of now. And he's a good leader, it seems like.
Jalen Hurts, yay or nay, Zoe?
I totally concur with you. And I've talked multiple times about Jalen Hurts in the combine. I thought if he didn't throw the best, he was top two. He looked comfortable in his drops. A good eye contact. Not that you read into that. Kick and stare at the ground, still be pretty good. I just think, the value that you would get him on a second day, I wouldn't reach and take him early. But look at what he did. The kid was starting at Alabama, winning games, winning championships. Gets beaten out by Tua. Transfers to Oklahoma. Has a hell of a year there. So that says something. I think he's tough. I think he's a good player. I think he could give you another dynamic fit that you look at when we talk about a guy like Cam Newton. A guy that's younger. Guy can make plays with his legs. I like Jalen Hurts. I don't know if I'd build towards the future, but if he's there second day, third day, I'd take a shot at him. Sure.
Jim is in Canton. Hey, Jim, on the going to games topic, how are you?
James, gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
Hi.
I'm glad everyone remains and their families in good health. Keep up the good work in that regard.
Thank you.
You guys were talking about the comfort level of fans returning to the stadium. I've been a season ticket holder for the Patriots for 30 years, and I know that you guys were talking about earlier maybe you'd have more level of comfort being in the outside stadiums versus the inside kind of stuff. But actually, one of the issues I've always had with them, and I wish they could do a lot better job, and it certainly would make a difference in terms of thought process of going back there, is the process to get into the stadium. And I know I know that things changed in 2001 in terms of how you have to get in and the security related to it, but they do a really poor job. If I were gonna, they do a lot of things great at the stadium, but that's one of the things I've left comments about when they ask fans feedback, that getting into that stadium is horrific to get into. And they have different sections, you know, where you can enter the stadium, but they never have all the gates open. And I understand personnel, how many personnel can you have to get in, but if you have any level of claustrophobia or anything, trying to get into those stadiums, that would be the part that I would still need a lot of reassurance before I go back to the stadium. And again, 30 years of a season ticket holder. I don't know if you guys have been a comment at all, but
I see it everywhere. Jim, I see it everywhere. On the road,
Jim, I think it's a great point.
There's four corners that open to the stadium. If you're in a club, you go through the club entrances. The problem is you go through metal detectors. I don't know how many they have. What is it, 12, 14 probably?
That's not his issue, though. That's not his issue, as he said.
It's people funneling and all condensing into that area is what he's talking about.
It's just a massive blob of people is what it is. Yeah. And they would have to, you know what they would have to do is they would have to put more barriers up to keep people in more organized lines prior to getting to the gate. Because as it is right now, it's just a mess of people. And that's the same everywhere. That's not unique to Gillette. That's everywhere in the NFL. Because there's just, in college football too, massive stadiums where you only have so many points of entry. And people tend to all go in at the same time. And people just congregate. I mean, it's just natural that they do a little bit of a better job. I think they might be able to with some of those metal barriers to try and organize people better, but they're still just going to be pushed up against each other. And the outdoor thing, by the way, you know, it could still spread outdoors. I know that by now you've probably heard about that parade in Philadelphia in 1918 during the Spanish flu outbreak, right? That was viewed as one of the major points of transmission between people. So it's not like outdoors you're any safer, but I think people feel safer outdoors, which is why I mentioned it earlier. It's not right. It's not based in anything, but I think people just feel like, there's fresh air out here. The air moves. It's got to be a little safer than being indoors. And it might be a little safer, but it doesn't mean it's safe because it can still move and travel and pass from one person to another outdoors as it can indoors. So I think the part about getting in, though, is an interesting one. That's not something we considered. And it can be crummy on a day where you're not worried about germs from the guy next to you. And now you add this into the mix. That's an interesting point. It's a good point by a longtime season ticket holder for the Patriots, who's
I'm sure stadium personnel, as they try to get back up, they've got to be concerned with that too. They got to think about these things.
Right.
You know, you look at a Super Bowl. They let you enter in stages because security is so huge at the Super Bowl that there's different staging points. You just don't go in one main entrance to get into the stadium. And some of those stadiums are all different. The newer ones, it takes you about three or four checkpoints. You know, when we go over, even with the media, and you got clearance in the passes, it takes forever to get in there.
Well, I know that, I mean, this year I went as a fan, so I went right through, you know, all the security as a fan at the Super Bowl this year. And
yeah.
I remember in Houston, we went through the normal entrances too. There was no media entrance. And we went in the fan entrance in Houston. And, you're like, when do I give my ticket? Do I give my ticket to you? And they're like, nope, not yet. Keep moving. Keep going. It's
keep
a little different.
Keep going.
Yeah, it's a little different at the Super Bowl because people go in so early. You know, people go in hours before the game kicks off. So, but there is plenty of security there, too. All right, headlines here.
That was fun down in Miami. I walked around the convention center five times. That was fun, too, with all their security and entrances. Got my Super Bowl week off to a bad start. But we kicked ass down there, so. All right, go ahead.
Did we?
Yeah, I think we did. I can't believe they didn't have water.
Yeah. We know. We heard it all week long. We will get to headlines here. What?
Still hearing it.
No commercials. We're right back. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.